dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
We're back with another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Like the TikTokers like to say, let's go. I am joined right now with my next guest who works with a Colorado-based CBD company ranking among the most trusted and verified suppliers of affordable CBD products. And that person, that gentleman, is the digital marketing manager for Extract Labs. Grant Rogers joins me on Blunt Business. Grant, thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure Extract Labs has been featured here on the network, but let's go ahead and refresh everyone's memory. Extract Labs is a Boulder, Colorado-based full-service hemp extraction lab offering a proprietary line of boutique CBD-infused products. Your team recently started a series of blog posts, as a matter of fact, that, quote, "One of the defining aspects that sets us apart from the herd is our lab. All our products are conceived of and brought to fruition in-house, and all other operations revolve around the innovation and excitement that takes place. So just beyond the curtain where the science takes place." So fill me in on what this is. The lab is so mysterious here.
Yeah, so us being a lab has definitely kind of been like a core thing of our business since we were founded. You know, we didn't come into this with people who knew exactly what they were doing. We kind of figured out everything as we went. Best practices, SOPs, the way to do everything we are currently doing today at scale. So it, as everybody's come into the company, we've kind of carried this mantra with us that we do it all in-house. We figure out how to do it ourselves because if we can't do it, nobody else can. And with that, we get a lot of questions from our consumers who are just genuinely curious about the CBD world, what it's like, what goes on behind the scenes. And it makes sense because, you know, transparency is kind of one of the biggest things any given cannabis consumer is looking for. So we started this blog topic to kind of give a more candid look at what day-to-day life is like here. You know, we got like our employee spotlights, we got some like photos on our social media about what goes on, but it's all kind of like formal and really polished. We started the Lab Life series to kind of just give like a behind the scenes look at the what goes on here, the people that make it happen, what day-to-day operations actually look like, just to kind of give people a better look into how we actually operate.
And just to give you the heads up, for those that wanted to go ahead and check it out, as I mentioned, Extract Labs have been featured on with us, and your CEO, Craig Henderson, was on the show here with us back in, was the summer 2017. So if you want to go look back in the archives, you can go check that out for yourselves. Now, Grant, let's go back to you. You spoke to Daily Camera, that's a site I hadn't seen before, but earlier this year, and you told them, quote, "While there are many companies operating in the same industry as Extract Labs, we strive to set an example for other companies by operating as if we are regulated, even though we are not." And I like this concept. I've heard other companies, I've heard the same thing in California, where it's really setting a higher standard above the requirements, which, you know, there's always been some argument as to the compliance standards for each state and how rigorous they really are and how they should be, which would be the kind of idea. So now, just to give some perspective here, some context, you added the business has already installed carbon dioxide alarms throughout the facility that alert if the air becomes too saturated with the gas, which the city requires of marijuana operations that enrich the air with carbon dioxide for the benefit of plants. You also said, quote, "We hope that any action taken by the city council," this is Boulder, "will reward companies such as ours for our good business practices, while mostly taking action against companies that do not hold themselves to the high standards Extract Labs has set for itself." This was prior to the pandemic. So now, have there been any additional measures that you've done at Extract Labs to set a further example of quality, safety, and compliance?
Yeah, so that was you're exactly right. That was right before the pandemic. And I believe those talks have kind of been put off just mostly in the interest of paying attention to more media matters. Mostly what I was referring to in that interview was that for the CBD space as a whole, there isn't a whole lot of regulations. You know, the FDA keeps saying they're going to lay down the law, they're going to write guidelines, they're going to say, hey, this is what you have to operate a business. And well, we're like 2 years at this point into them saying regulations are coming soon. So a long time ago, we had the thought of why not prepare for when that day inevitably comes. So We are a CGMP certified facility, which is good manufacturing practices. That is not required at all for any CBD company out there. There are other companies out there that have it just like us, but there are far many more that do not have that certification. And essentially what that means is that an auditor came in and took a look at our process, the way we store things, the way we handle things, the way our employees are dressed in PPE, just to make sure that everything we're doing is a good practice in terms of defense of the product we're making to prevent contamination, foreign materials entering our products. We're not just, you know, mixing this in a bathtub and putting it into a bottle, essentially. Beyond that, we are also, since that interview, engaged with ISO to become accredited. We're undertaking ISO 17025 2017 accreditation right now, which is essentially just a lab certification that says that we run an honest business practice, we have SOPs, we have documents, we have control over everything we're doing to show that what we are doing is to scientific standard in terms of our process, the way we report things, the way we handle things, just for that added bit of just like extra assurance to the customer that we have absolutely nothing to hide. We're checking all the boxes. We're doing everything we should be just to make a clean, honest product.
And for reference there, on the program, we actually had Eric Cousins and Javid Moseni. We did an episode where we did talk about cannabis and hemp grading to a large extent, talking about ICHS farm market cannabis and hemp certificates for grade, talking about GMPs and many other areas in that, especially in Canada for that respect. Now, the other thing, too, is that I wanted to get really quick before we moved along. We got to go to break in a minute. Talk to me about the carbon dioxide, the intake of it in the plants, and what does that necessarily entail? What is it that the city council put in as a regulation on carbon dioxide?
Yeah, so I think mostly when they're referring to the marijuana side of things, they're referring to monitors and like grow rooms with the actual plants. We don't actually grow our material here in-house. We work with a couple local farmers out by Castle Rock who supply all the material we use in our products. They started off small. Around the same time that Craig launched this company from the garage of his home, and we've kind of scaled with them. The carbon dioxide sensors we use in our extraction facility are simply because we use CO2 extraction for all of our plant material. So we went ahead and just kind of took an extra step and installed some saturation alarms. So in the event that the machine were to have a leak that nobody picked up on, or something where we have like a leaky tank sitting in our facility, just to have that kind of first alarm go off to all our people in that facility that, hey, something's going on, we need to get out of here kind of thing.
Wonderful. Now, coming up after the break, what I want to go ahead and ask you about, Grant, is there's an ESPN article I shared with you, and I wanted to go ahead and get your feedback on this. It's an article titled, "The CBD Business is Booming, but Little is Known About the Actual Benefits." The idea is, it's a mainstream media article, and, you know, I'm always with a grain of salt when it comes to these stories and what they properly provide as education, or just what kind of context that the layman person does not know if you're not in the industry. And I think there's a lot of things they brought into this, and they brought a lot of professionals. It was a pretty lengthy article, pretty comprehensive. I want to see if they've really, it stands the test of really what they understand, with a good understanding of what is going on with CBD. And a company like Extract Labs, which is so intense into CBD production and testing and so many other things, I thought this would be a great subject that we can go ahead and talk about coming up after a short break. Again, I'm here with Grant Rogers, the marketing manager for Extract Labs, and I'm back with more questions with Grant after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
I'm back with Grant Rogers, the marketing manager for Extract Labs. And while we're doing this, of course, some of you might multitask while you're listening to the program. So if you are near a browser, go look at their website, extractlabs.com. You can take a look at that there. Now, as I mentioned before the break, ESPN.com, I don't think they would be talking about this, but, you know, they took the time to talk about this. They wrote an article titled, "The CBD Business is Booming, but Little is Known About the Actual Benefits." They write, quote, "The past few years, CBD has been often touted as a cure-all of sorts. Manufacturers and users claim most anecdotally that it has given them relief from muscle soreness and swelling and helped curb stress and anxiety. What is actually known or proven by clinical trials is very little." That's what they say. They go on to talk to Dr. Ara Supia, a functional sports medicine expert who works with professional athletes. He said there are three very useful or beneficial sides to it for an athlete. Number one, it is a potential anti-inflammatory. Two, it helps with sleep. And three, there are lots of reports that it shows helps with anxiety. Because cannabinoids fall under a group of products called adaptogens. Think of herbs such as ashwagandha, rhodiola, rhodiola, and ginseng, they're able to give users the same benefits. So talk to me about what your team would say to further support this growing part of the CBD market.
Yeah, so CBD really as a whole is still sort of in its infancy relative to a lot of industries. We've really only seen kind of, you know, the widespread kind of acceptance that there is some truth to claims about what cannabis in general can do. The CBD industry, of course, is less than a decade old at this point, with only recently having legislation passed to kind of give us the ability to produce it, to refine it, to actually start having consumers have access to it in a way that is, you know, somewhat legal. With anything, I think the time will start to produce the evidence, speaking in terms of like studies and all of that. I think early on in the industry, it was certainly only anecdotal and maybe some references to older studies from, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and that was really all we had to go on. But now as we kind of start to see more widespread acceptance of cannabis in general, people are starting to kind of have the ability and or the interest to look into things like clinical trials, to study it, to see how it actually affects the human body. I think the anecdotal evidence is certainly just as important for the time being in terms of just letting people know how it affected them, what they use it for, and everything like that. And we've certainly started to see more mainstream acceptance in the like sports industry. I mean, just 2 years ago in 2018, the World Anti-Doping Agency removed CBD from its banned substances list.
But I'll tell you, you know, if they want to go and find out about research, we see that out there. I mean, first of all, this is where I have the contention with the article is the fact that, you know, they just put out a flat out point that's saying that what is actually known or proven by clinical trials is very little. Okay, we already have an FDA approved drug of CBD and Epidiolex, not even mentioned about that, and the studies that have been done as a result of that. And you have other, you know, there are lots of colleges right now, and there's research, of course, overseas, say in Israel, that's being done as well. But again, for that story to go ahead and just not offer any kind of context, like it's just a flat out saying, okay, without any facts behind it to support the claim, evidence is little. What do you say to that?
It's funny that you bring up Epidiolex specifically, because that's definitely something we're watching when it first came out, just because it's kind of, as I'm sure you know, the first pharmaceutical product that contains a cannabis extract. That being said, the company that released it, you know, obviously has the funds, the reach, the resources to perform clinical trials, to check all the FDA's boxes for getting it approved and all that. And in kind of my personal opinion, it's just Big Pharma trying to make their grab at cannabis in general and kind of make it so the regulations swing in their favor. So companies like us that are kind of doing it in an honest way, they're doing it really honestly in an affordable way, have trouble to compete in their space just simply because we don't have the resources, the reach like they do to be able to push that through. And I think that's evident just in the price of a prescription for Epidiolex, which is prescribed to a very, very specific condition in people. But at the same time, it comes to the tune of around $32,000 a year for a prescription of it.
And most importantly, you know, these days during the pandemic, we, you know, a lot of people have been looking towards the authority of the World Health Organization, WHO. Regardless of what people think, But at least they say, and you know what, I've imagined the people at ESPN, if they're writing the story, they would probably, you know, look to the WHO. They probably know who they are by now. They would go and see that the WHO touted CBD oil as a therapeutic aid for the following conditions: Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, multiple sclerosis, pain, psychosis, nausea, inflammatory diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, and infection, and IBD, and diabetic complications. My point is, you know, we're seeing that some of those cases are right there, and it's just being put in. But again, I'm hampering along because it does bother me that, you know, we have stories like this that just don't offer everything. Now, they do go to the FDA, which they probably also, you know, they follow along. And going on the story, they go on the right, quote, claim benefits come with cautions, especially because there is very little scientific evidence to back the purported advantages of CBD, which, again, they do not cite. But if I wanted to go look, I could find pages and pages for them and send it to Bristol, Connecticut. Just saying. I don't have a beef with ESPN. I just don't like mainstream media when they do not inform correctly. That's my problem. And if you listen to this show long enough, you know I have my opinions on that. Now, the FDA lists a handful of potential harms, side effects, and unknowns about CBD. Very interesting they target that. This is my opinion, by the way, not yours, Grant. I want to make sure to keep that clear. And they believe that some CBD products are being marketed with unproven medical claims and are of unknown quality. Meanwhile, the FDA also is enforcing, and they've sent warning letters since November 2019, 15 at the last that I've reported, that were doing the same thing of unproven medical claims, and those companies had to stop doing that. But because much is still unknown about how CBD is delivered to the brain, and how much of what is in the product goes elsewhere in the body, critics are concerned. Well, the critics are concerned because, you know, they're not offering proper context, which is what I'm trying to do. For instance, the absorption and processing of CBD by a 12-year-old athlete and a 200-pound professional athlete are likely to be different. The FDA stated, quote, they have only seen limited data about CBD safety, and these data point to real risks that need to be considered before taking CBD for any reason. From the lab perspective, talk to me about the progress being made to break through this mainstream noise and inform the public on CBD the benefits. We always hear this story now, separating the signal from the noise.
Definitely, and I think that's what it just comes down to, is just having the proper process and in place to control everything. To the first point of unproven medical claims, okay, I mean, where do we draw the line with, you know, unproven? If someone's saying, hey, this helped me, is that an unproven medical claim? Maybe, but at the same time, it's someone's honest opinion as to how something affected them. Unknown quality, I can definitely say that that is probably something that's a huge concern on the market. Just all these kind of like fly by night type of companies that are just putting CBD in water, they're putting it in food, they're putting it in everything. I mean, you can go online and Google CBD pillowcases, and I kid you not, it'll come up with a product you can have delivered to your door. And it's kind of this mix of just selling products that come from who knows where. A lot of the cheaper companies are just getting it in bulk from China with who knows what in it. And then there's kind of this other side where it's just kind of these gimmicky products where people think they can sell somebody anything if it just has the word CBD in it. I mean, I was at Bed Bath & Beyond with my wife last weekend buying some new pillows, and I mean, they have CBD everything there. They have the pillowcases there. They have these kind of like cheap-looking essential oils with 50 milligrams of CBD in a whole bottle, which is like next to nothing. I think that's definitely my larger concern with the industry, is just kind of regulations coming through to kind of, you know, silence these companies that are essentially selling literal snake oil and having people not truly believe in the healing power of CBD because of it.
And that should be the focus more. Not that there's not enough research. There's very good products out there. Not even a question. We've talked about them. We've had many of them here on the program. But it's like you said, there are those with unproven medical claims. They put information on there that's not founded, not supported by the FDA. And there's products out there that they just want to put CBD on it because that's just the phrase. It's just marketable. And as a marketing manager, you know, when you're looking at products, just like you said, you went to Bed Bath & Beyond, you looked. What are some of the things that people should be looking out for in order to ensure quality? I mean, what are some of the things that you would think that companies like that you work with, or those product lines that you serve, What are the distinguishing factors that you need to be putting to properly label a product so that it is, you can do as much as you can on the shelf to make it reputable, to give it a right integrity and reputation so that people get the product, they're going to get a quality product?
I think the biggest thing is to kind of understand the distinction when looking at a product to potentially purchase it, understand the distinction between 1,000 milligrams of CBD being claimed on the label versus 1,000 milligrams of hemp seed oil. That's kind of one of the biggest gimmicks you'll see, is that a product will just claim 1,000 milligrams and not actually specifically state CBD, or they'll say 1,000 milligrams of hemp oil. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's actual CBD content in it, which is what you're honestly buying the product for, is the CBD content in hopes that it'll actually help you with whatever it is you're looking for help with. Versus hemp seed oil, which contains little to no CBD. Products like that are super common on the market. And beyond that, my biggest piece of advice would be, if it seems too good to be true, it definitely is. Amazon's kind of a huge culprit of this too. They actually have a no CBD policy, and you can go on there and type in CBD and there'll be these products with outlandish claims, like 100,000 milligrams of hemp oil in a 30 milligram or 30 milliliter bottle. That would have to just be, if that was actual CBD, it would have to be just like straight isolate at that point to be in a bottle that size.
Right.
But it's not. They're kind of just playing on the average consumer's maybe misconception of what's in the product and trying to make a quick buck off of it.
There's some expos that are out there, which I will not name. And the amount of CBD companies that are out there, I mean, even just think, there are a lot of companies like that now. And I can tell you, we get so many requests for interviews and so a lot of information we get from all these different CBD companies. And I just, you know, it's God bless the PR companies that get the clients. But man, some of the stuff we're seeing out there, just, you know, I always have a little skepticism for a lot of things, and it's unfortunate. But again, this is the middle of the road where we need some kind of a legalization. So there's some kind of straight blanketed type of standard that can be put across the board without, you know, any intervention by the federal level, but, you know, oversight by the federal level to let the states have everything set at a particular standard and that everybody meets the same standard. And that's the problem as well. We don't have enough states that are meeting the same standard. They're always, for the longest time, we've had the issue where the standard has not been set in a certain place. And there has to be regulation. And this is where the FDA needs to go and get themselves together. Again, how many more years do we need to wait for the hemp bill to be implemented? They're going to take their time. And as long as this is still vague and unclear, or is a cloudy kind of set right here, these companies can get away with it. And that has to get fixed. This is upon the FDA. So, you know, when I look at what is being put like a story like this, and this is why I take as a point, forgive me, Grant, I just want to make this point real quick. When I look at stories like this from ESPN, you know, I want a story when you're going to present, I want to be able to have the facts and the information presented to be good enough that you could put in front of a court of law as inadmissible, admissible evidence, concrete evidence that if you need to indict or convict, this information would be bulletproof solid, that you would have the information. So like if the FDA, if somebody wanted to go and confront them, you know, they don't take the time to talk about that. They could have taken the whole time to talk about that in the first place. Because, you know, you can talk about the research being unknown because they take that to the early part of the article. And that's just clouding what's really going on buried under the lead about the fact that the FDA and other agencies need to go and worry about the potential harms, side effects, and unknowns of products that are unproven. And those need to be taken off the shelf. Therefore, the FDA needs to finish up their process here. How much more public hearings and how much more public commentary do you need? Let's implement CBD as it should be under the FDA guidelines that have already been passed by policymakers. What say you?
I totally agree with that. And I think just some initial regulation would be a huge step in the right direction, just to kind of clean up the market and get all these kind of just fly-by-night places out of here and really just make it so the market can only be full of people who are producing quality stuff, who aren't diluting their product with cheap fillers, not providing the CBD claimed on the label, and just really don't have the correct processes, the correct protocols in place to produce something that, I mean, honestly, somebody's medicine. It's going into their body to help them feel better. Why would you do anything other than produce the absolute best thing you possibly can? And really, the answer to that question is they're hoping to make a quick buck.
There you go. That's the issue I wanted to bring here. I think is because of the fact of the reputation Extract Labs have. Obviously, we've had Craig on. We've now had you on. And the idea is that you are trying to set the higher bar. You're creating the high standard of which other companies, you would hope, that also want to reach that same level. And because of that, that's why I thought this subject would be so good for us to talk about today, because I think this kind of conversation needs to be had, because we need to go and let people know that we have to, as the industry, need to go and push forward to get the FDA to get started. If we want the illicit market to not be a factor, if we want, you know, illegitimate products to not be a factor, then, you know, there's only so much self-regulation. And God bless for those that can self-regulate. But there have to be some standards put in. Obviously, we're waiting for legalization on a federal level for cannabis. We are waiting for this hemp bill implementation to be complete and executed. So in the middle of this time, we need to go and be able to put more pressure on these governing bodies to help aid this issue, so that we have not these stories from ESPN that can just go ahead and say, you know, trying to put, you know, CBD under the bus. That's what I feel like they're doing. It feels a bit like a hit piece to me. And that's my opinion, just saying alone.
Anyway, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Thank you. And I not want to put any words in anybody's mouth, but that's where I come from with that. It just, you know, they need to deserve to be told about that. And I hope they say something about it. Please, ESPN. If somebody wants to come on and they listen to the show, you want to come on and talk about it, hey, the floor is yours. I welcome you for a 30-minute interview anytime. And I'll absolutely do that. Now, let's go ahead and move along. We're going to go to a break. I want to go talk about some products you just brought out recently by Extract Labs, including a PM Formula Hemp Oil Soft Gel Capsule. We're going to talk all about that. And you're incorporating with a couple different cannabinoids into this product. We're going to talk about that after a short break. I'm here with Grant Rogers, Marketing Manager for Extract Labs here on Blunt Business. We're back with final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back with final questions with Grant Rogers, Marketing Manager for Extract Labs. The website is extractlabs.com. So Extract Labs has recently introduced a PM Formula Hemp Oil Soft Gel Capsule made from a full-spectrum whole plant extract that features a 3-to-1 ratio of CBD to CBN. Additionally, the full spectrum of minor cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, and other hemp compounds are available and work synergistically with the higher concentrations of CBD and CBN. So I'm wondering if that would be a thing where this year, because if not for the pandemic, if we would have seen that influx of CBN-related products come into the limelight, but we're now seeing this product right here, haven't gotten a chance to see a lot of products talk about the other phytocannabinoids being included into the mix. But you now have brought this product to light, 3-to-1 ratio, CBD to CBN. Talk to me about the product and the success you've had with products that have incorporated CBD and CBN.
Yeah, CBN has kind of been in development in our labs for a long time now. It kind of just happened to coincide with the craziness of this year, but we're happy to finally be able to get it out and onto the market. We decided to go with a 3-to-1 ratio of CBD to CBN just to try to keep it as natural as we can. And when I say that, I mean a lot of CBD kind of powered sleep products out there will also include things like melatonin or L-theanine, just kind of other known things that help human beings go to sleep. We didn't want to make a product that kind of like leaned upon things that, of course, are just widely accepted as being like kind of holistic sleep aids. We wanted to just make a product that was what we do best, which is just in our kind of internal experiments, the ideal blend of cannabinoids. And before we release anything, we go kind of go through extensive testing in-house, just kind of trying different ratios ourselves. Our formulation people will come up with, you know, three different recipes, and then a bunch of people that work here will just all try them and kind of give our feedback on how we felt. Because we're not going to make something that we don't truly believe in. So that's where we start. We found that the 10 milligrams of CBN to 30 milligrams of CBD kind of provided the most balanced effect that we were going for, which is just kind of help getting to sleep, help staying asleep throughout the night. With just pure CBN by itself, it was kind of just a little bit too much. We were getting a result like if anyone's familiar with melatonin, how the next morning you feel kind of like drowsy and like kind of groggy in your head. High levels of CBN seemed to be making us feel that way. So we kind of reduced the dosage and balanced it out with some CBD and found that that was kind of what was producing the most reliable results without causing the next morning to causing you to feel drowsy.
Very interesting. And, you know, it's we've already seen that there's certain things where, you know, again, when we talked about earlier about the athletes, if they're looking to find a way to properly sleep, this will be the kind of product they can actually go and take. And it's reputable because Extract Labs puts that high standard in front of their products. So wrapping things up, go ahead and tell people, you know, take our listeners through and what they should be looking at when they go to the website and how they can go ahead and follow along with the story of Extract Labs going forward. Tell people what they should go, where they should follow you on social media. Go ahead and take a minute to go and talk to our listeners about where they can learn more about Extract Labs.
Yeah, so our website is extractlabs.com. We always got new blog articles going up on our website's blog talking about new cannabinoids, what's going on around the lab, answering common questions that we're getting from our customers about, like, how do I use CBD? When do I take CBD? Things like that. We've been kind of on a steady trend of launching some new products recently, specifically adding to our minor cannabinoid line. We have the CBN capsules we just talked about. We have a broad spectrum and a full spectrum CBG oil. And then we've got some other stuff on the way in the coming months, specifically in terms of soft gels. I'm excited for us to announce those when the time is right. You can follow us on social media at Extract Labs on Instagram and Twitter, and then we are One Extract Labs on Facebook. Also, you can subscribe to our newsletter on our website from the footer of any page. Signing up to that newsletter will get you deals, news, new products, industry alerts, everything straight into your inbox. And we have a newsletter that goes out every other week called the Extract Echo.
Fantastic. Hey, Grant, thanks so much for making time to join us. Again, Grant Rogers, Marketing Manager for Extract Labs. Thanks for being on Blunt Business.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'd like to come back sometime.
Let's go ahead and keep the door open for that. Folks, thank you, listeners, for listening to the program. I hope if you have feedback, you'll feel free to go ahead and share with us. Make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the show. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and now on Amazon Music. You can find us all there. Thank you for listening in. We'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.